News Radio 740 KVOR. We had a chance to speak to Buffy's opponent. We will get him on at a later time. We don't want to keep changing around on y'all. We've done enough of that today. Let's go to Dave and Jamie and Michael. Dave, you're on News Radio 740 KVOR.
Hi there.
Hey.
I think a big reason that ad seems so hard-hitting is that there are so many unanswered and even unasked questions about 9/11.
Okay.
No one's ever asked the president how he saw the plane hit the first tower, excuse me, before he entered that Florida classroom that morning, as he's repeatedly claimed.
Well, I missed it. I'm really sorry. I didn't know that he had claimed that he saw the plane hit the tower before he went into the classroom.
To go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower of a TV. You know, TV was obviously on.
But the only known video wasn't broadcast till the next day.
Hold on. The only known video of the plane hitting the tower wasn't broadcast till the next day? Is that what
right.
you're saying?
That's right. The Nodet Brothers video. It spent the day in the videographer's camera at Ground Zero.
Okay, hold on a second. I was watching TV, and maybe I'm a little crazy, but I saw the second plane hit the tower.
Yeah. But
and didn't I remember? Wasn't there the... I mean, I don't remember. It's been long enough that we didn't see any video of the first plane hitting the tower.
Until the next day. That's just the thing. Who had cameras there waiting to record the very beginning of the supposedly secret, supposedly terrorist attacks that Bush...
So here we are again, that the government knew in advance?
Bush has said so himself. He's either completely lied and no one's ever called him on it,
okay,
or he's revealed the existence of an unknown video.
So you join the prior callers earlier in the day who believed that there was some inside knowledge by the government of the planes going into the World Trade Center.
Well, Bush didn't just misspeak once. He did it again. Here,
you know, you're doing...
A quick one.
Go ahead.
I was sitting there, and my chief of staff, well, first of all, when we walked in the classroom, I had seen this plane fly into the first building. There was a TV set on.
I mean, if
I don't even know if that's George Bush.
Who are you going to believe?
I mean, is that you're convinced that's George Bush? You have it in video, too, and you see his lips moving and all that? This is not a, you know, this is not a fabricated version of a statement made by the President of the United States?
I've looked it up on the WhiteHouse.gov website. It's there.
WhiteHouse.gov.
The first one was made in Florida on December 4th, 2000.
So the President said he saw the plane go in before he went in?
On January 5th, 2002.
You know what? Let's say that it's true. I can't believe I'm even going to concede this ground, but let me do that for a moment. Let's concede the President of the United States said that he saw the plane go into the World Trade Center before he went into that classroom on that day.
Right. That's
if he said that, now there are two explanations that could be out. One is that he misspoke himself. He meant to say that after he came out of the classroom, he saw the video of it as it was being replayed for the millionth time. He could have misspoke himself in using a word before as opposed to after, or he could have known about it in advance. Either one of those things could be true, right? Now, I'm willing to believe...
I didn't play you the whole first quote. The first one's 30 seconds, second one was 12. You heard half the first and the whole second one that I have here queued up.
All right, so you're saying there's no way any reasonable explanation could be offered except for the fact the President of the United States knew in advance the planes were going into the World Trade Center.
It gets worse than that. If Democrats truly oppose Republicans, don't you think just one of them would call them on it?
Yeah, I think so, if that were all true. And I gotta go. My head is hurting. I appreciate that you are enlightening us all, but maybe I'm just too stupid to figure out that the President of the United States did not know in advance that the planes were flying into the World Trade Center, okay? Maybe I'm just that dumb, but I'm going to remain that dumb. Thank you.